Hello, red shirts, and welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and I just realized that yesterday marked 2 years since I started this podcast, and I haven't put out an episode since early May. So some of you are probably wondering what's up with me, so here's a quick update. But first, a word from our sponsor. Well, obviously, I'm still here and kicking, and there's no real change since my last post. I have, since my last podcast, met with my urologist, and I've decided on the option of surgery based on my age, basically on the young side. That was the best option for me, in my opinion. And so now I'm sitting and waiting for the call to schedule my surgery, which is supposed to be sometime in July. However, things are still backed up from the hold put on all the non-emergency surgeries due to the pandemic. And I called to find out how long I had to wait until I got that call, and basically was told, well, they're really busy. They sent me the voicemail of the scheduler, and I left a message, so I'll have to call back and nag some more, but I have a feeling I'm just going to have to hurry up and wait. But with this sort of thing, I'm not a very patient person, and so I'm climbing the walls just a little bit. But I am still gaming. I'm still running my Sunday afternoon AD&D game, which I call The Broken Lands, and we're getting ready to transition to a new location in the campaign, which will be fun. We had some players that were able to play on Sundays, and then when lockdown ended in their locations, they suddenly are stuck doing all the things they have to do family-wise and whatnot, and being able to get out and do stuff. I'm still playing in the BX game on Mondays, also a campaign called Broken Lands, using Orcs of Thar. And Wednesday, July 1st, the campaign that I played AD&D in for over 4 years that had a big conclusion, we're going to resume the campaign with a phase 2, but we're transitioning to Old School Essentials. And so I'll get to dig more into that. I only have the PDF for that. I did not back the Kickstarter. And of course, all of these games are on Roll20. I'm approaching 800 subs on YouTube, and I'm going to pass 90,000 lifetime views on my YouTube channel in a couple of days. As I mentioned, yesterday was the second anniversary of my podcast. Next month, July 18th, will be the 11th anniversary of this blog. And at the end of August, it will be the second anniversary of both my Patreon and my publishing efforts on DriveThruRPG. And I'm looking forward to many more years of gaming and talking about gaming. And I especially look forward to getting the surgery behind me so I can focus on something else. Now, with the combination of all the things that's going on in the world and in my personal life, I've been in a kind of a funk. So it's isolation and the limitations of the lockdown slash common sense that causes one to avoid getting infected or spreading infection. And then my unexpected news about prostate cancer and the social unrest sparked by the horrid murder of a black man by police. All of these things have understandably sapped my energy, and my comments on my various social media has seen me unfriend people on Facebook, many from high school that I've known most of my life, and I've lost followers on other social media, all because I expressed outrage at the treatment of this poor man and what it signifies to all these other people that don't look like me. And it really saddens me that people can value human life and human rights so little as to want to totally avoid the topic because to them, it's politics. But the way I look at it, until the lives of people who don't look like me, I'm white, are valued equally, I'm going to have to keep mentioning that Black Lives Matter until everybody lives like they do matter. Not merely rushing to change the subject with all lives matter. And I really don't understand how some can see the phrase or hear the phrase Black Lives Matter and then interpret it like it has the word only at the beginning of that phrase. Of course, all lives matter. But there's far too many that don't really believe that. And I'm not going to belabor the point. I know you're all here for the games. But I mention it because it's an important part of why my motivation is lacking. And if you're offended, well, there's nothing I can do about your feelings. I hope that you can come to see that human rights are more than politics. And I live in a nation that has not successfully concluded the Reconstruction phase after the Civil War. So I just don't have the words. I'm flabbergasted at the way things are progressing in our country. And yes, I'd love to stick my head in the sand and ignore it. But this is going to be the only episode where I mention this. So if you decide to stick around for a future episode where I'm back fully on track with gaming, but I did say this was a quick update about what's going on with me, and because it's an update about me, I'm going to let you know what I'm thinking. And so I'll be sad if people quit listening to my podcast and so forth because I dared mention something that they deem as unacceptable in the gaming realm. But my heart aches, and I'm not getting into politics. I haven't mentioned party. Some of my beliefs are on one end of the spectrum, and some of my beliefs are on the other end of the spectrum. But treating people like people with fair and equal rights, how can that be politics? If you're going to have laws and rules, everybody should follow the rules. It's not like a role-playing game where the rules are fast and loose. We're talking about people's lives here. So, well, I'm going to post this. That's the mood I'm in. My intent is not to cause offense. As I said, I'm sharing a quick update with what's got me thinking about other things a lot more than normal. And I will admit that I've used gaming to kind of dig my head in the sand and ignore things, but things are just... Anyway. Thank you all for listening. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're staying healthy. I hope if you go out that you're wearing your mask, and it's not just to keep you from getting the disease, it's to keep you from spreading whatever you may have picked up to others. We all need to work together. We need to be like the horde of undead has infected the land. We've got to do something to deal with that. If there was a plague in D&D, we'd all be following all the efforts to end the plague, and we'd, oh, everybody needs to wear a mask. You just know somebody's going to say that if you ever have a situation in the future where there's some airborne transmitted plague that, oh my gosh, people are going to wear a mask, and in the game, it's no big deal. But yes, it's inconvenient. I never thought I'd wear a mask to go into a bank or credit union or any other business in my life, but here I am doing it every time I go somewhere in public. And it's because I got to stay healthy enough to have surgery, and people can think I'm crazy, but anyway, I'm rambling. So I hope you're staying safe and healthy. I hope in this time of isolation that if you live alone, that you're able to reach out and connect with others online, that you keep your spirits up, and that we look to the future when hopefully we'll have this thing under control and we can all truly find some measure of the facial freedom that we had before, and we don't have to fear getting sick or spreading sickness, and that all will be welcome around all our game tables. Thank you for listening, and game on. Follow Me and Die is an old-school RPG podcast. I share my experiences and ideas about role-playing games that all started with the Holmes Blue Box Basic Dungeons & Dragons over 40 years ago. I've played lots of role-playing games that were new in the late 70s through the mid-80s, and some of those I still like to play, especially Dungeons & Dragons. But there's more than older role-playing games out there. I share ideas that will fit into any game or genre. So check out my podcast. I'm always looking for a few good minions.
Better do what Grubba says.